Let us pray. Therefore, I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and who will also share in the glory that will be revealed. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. Dear God, your goodness endures throughout the generations. I praise you for your faithfulness to our ancestors, who faced hardships and trials while paving the way for Jesus. Thank you for those who trusted you and played a role in bringing about this beautiful gospel message. I am in awe of how your presence has ministered to every generation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of the heartbeat of faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
Elders are our forerunners. They pave the way for us to walk boldly into the future. Our lives are often made better by the small acts of obedience, love, and bravery of those who came before us.
You, my little son, will be a prophet of the Most High. You will prepare the way of the Lord. You will point people towards their salvation. You will show them the way. The morning light of heaven is breaking on us this day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Farley, and welcome to another Christmas episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. Today, we honor two figures who were the forerunners of Mary and Joseph. That is, Zechariah and Elizabeth. Their lives represent a running theme in the Bible. We are often enriched by those who came before us. So, let's begin.
In the time of King Herod, there was a Jewish priest by the name of Zechariah. He and his wife Elizabeth were loved among the people. Their righteousness and love for God was well known. However, they lacked children, for Elizabeth was barren. As their years increased, so did their love for God and one another. Although the pain of being childless never left.
Zechariah and Elizabeth were advanced in years and had given up hope that they would ever conceive a child. Yet they remained faithful and were chosen by God.
One day Zechariah was serving God in the temple. It was his turn to enter into the sanctuary of God to burn incense. While he stepped into the Holy of Holies, a bright light emerged from the smoke. Zechariah fell in fear as he stared at the angel stepping out before him. His knees trembled as he gazed upon the magnificent creature. "Do not be afraid, Zechariah," the angel said. "God has heard your cries for a child. Elizabeth will give you a son, and he will be the messenger proclaiming the new age of the Lord. He will be filled with God's Spirit and a mighty voice for liberation."
Zechariah and Elizabeth were the parents of John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Jesus. John the Baptist preached repentance to the people of Israel and prepared the way for Christ.
A multitude of people gathered by the Jordan waiting for John. They had been meeting him for weeks now, listening to him proclaiming the way of the Lord. John scanned the sea of faces and stepped into the river. The water was cool and refreshing. He turned around to the people and raised his voice. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near," he yelled. One by one, the people walked into the water with John and were baptized. Their submersion in the water represented a turning away from sin and idolatry. It was often a custom Gentiles would undergo to come into the family of God. Yet Jews flocked to John to be baptized. Their hearts were softening towards the Lord, and they knew they needed to turn from their selfish ways and be restored.
The mission given to Zechariah and Elizabeth wasn't entirely clear. They had a blurry image of what the future might hold, and it was up to them to proceed faithfully. This was the role of many people who came before us. Uncertain of the future, they had to move forward by faith in God. They stumbled, sometimes failed, but ultimately triumphed through God.
Zechariah smiled and held up his boy. "His name will be John," he said. Zechariah laughed and cried. "You, my little son, will be a prophet of the Most High. You will prepare the way of the Lord. You will point people towards their salvation. You will show them the way. The morning light of heaven is breaking on us this day." So John grew strong and grew in the favor of God and attention of man.
Our forerunners paved the way for us to walk boldly into the future. Our lives are often enriched by the acts of faith, love, and obedience of those who came before us. Elizabeth and Zechariah represent the beginning of that transition toward the message of Jesus. They were a fulcrum by which history began to pivot. Their faithfulness to God and humble obedience to His voice helped to usher in a message of hope, the gospel. Through Elizabeth and Zechariah, John the Baptist played a crucial role in preparing the way for Jesus and pointing people towards Him. John's ministry focused on repentance from sins, urging people to turn away from their wrongdoing and prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah. However, John's message of repentance was just the beginning. He was the forerunner for Jesus, who would bring a greater message, the gospel. The gospel is not merely about stopping sinning, but it's about faith in God for righteousness as a free gift. Through Jesus, we receive total forgiveness and a new life under grace. John the Baptist's importance lies in his role of directing people to Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith today. It is through faith in Jesus that we find true righteousness and experience the fullness of God's grace and forgiveness. During this Christmas season, let's remember our elders and predecessors, those forerunners who struggled so that we could be encouraged in the amazing message of the gospel today. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. Follow the podcast so you can learn the Bible in this entertaining and inspiring way. Download the Pray.com app. And for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.